Book of Romans, Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The importance of this verse and what it comes after is massive. Is telling us, the Romans, the Gentiles, the banal people, that we are justified by faith. What does justified mean? Justified. I remember when I was in school, I couldn't go to school. I had to bring a letter signed by my father or mother justifying, giving the reason why I couldn't go to school if I was sick or something like that. So growing up, I thought, justify, you know, I've been excused. No. We're not being excused for what we have done. We've been made just. So God is so great, God is so gracious, when you put your trust in what His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, has done. By His cross, by the blood of His cross, He makes us just. For us, it's just a question of believing it. For God, He did it. Consequently, if we are justified or made just by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know if I can explain how deep and great this is, to have peace with God. Not peace among ourselves, which is a good thing. With God. Do we really get who God really is? I mean, it is difficult. It is difficult. Is the creator of heaven and earth, of the heaven and the earth. Is a mighty, mighty, mighty God, mighty creator. Is so powerful, is so glorious. And is holy, which means that is separated from evil, from sin. And evil and sin cannot exist in His presence. It gets rejected, destroyed. One of His mighty angels, in this case the cherub that He created, his name was Lucifer, which means bearer of light, rebelled against God. He decided to go against the Almighty, against God, to take the place of God. You can read this, actually we can read it together in Isaiah chapter 14, and says here, the Lord says, how have thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? That's what Satan does. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. One eye. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Eye number two. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Eye number three. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Four. I will be like the Most High. Five times. I. He's got an eye problem. Well, the Lord answered, said, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. How art thou fallen from heaven? You know, don't even think for a moment that heaven is your right to have. No way. No. Born in Adam, sinning as we are, sinning in every possible way from the moment we have understanding, we deserve hell. I deserve hell. Don't even think for a moment that I'm here playing the holy man of God, anointed, special anointing. No, I deserve hell. Forever, eternity, the lake of fire, to be tormented forever from the very presence of the Lord, to be destroyed, everlasting destruction, says the scripture. But I receive heaven as a gift because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And so now I can have, and you can have too, peace with God. To be at peace with God. God is at peace with us. He's not upset. That's why Paul, the apostle of the gospel of grace, the apostle to whom the Lord Jesus Christ gave the revelation of the mystery from his heavenly position, is building the body of Christ. Every time the apostle Paul writes his letters, 13 letters here, you can read at the beginning, grace and peace, and closes with grace and peace, because God gives us grace, God gives us peace. Why? Because we are, I don't know, good looking, we pay tithes, we go to church every Sunday, we are kind, we don't kick the dog. No, because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. Get this. For what the Lord Jesus Christ has done by his cross, by his death, burial, and resurrection. Don't ever forget. Let's go to chapter 4. At the last verse. Christ was delivered for our offenses. Christ was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Thank you, Lord. That's why it says, therefore, in chapter 5. Let's go back there. Therefore, just for what he said before, the Apostle Paul, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's great. And that is priceless. And that's something you couldn't attain ever, ever, ever. Any religion, religiosity, form of religion, doesn't matter, Christian, Islamic, Buddhist, Jewish, animist, I don't know, yoga, Veda, or Rig Veda, Upanishad, your meditation, doesn't work. You will never get peace. Actually, you will get more and more condemnation because you are acting as an enemy of the cross of Christ. And while God is extremely kind and generous and long-suffering and patient and merciful with his own people, children, sons and daughters of God in Christ Jesus, I can tell you the same way, it's very severe against his enemies. The enemies of God will be destroyed. I don't know what kind of religion you heard. You know, they tell you that God is love, you know, all the way. Yes, his love in Christ and through Christ and because of Christ has demonstrated an amount of love that we can't even conceive. But if we reject his love in Christ, if we reject what Christ has done, if we reject the gospel of Christ, you know what is waiting for us? Eternal, everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. But at this point also, okay, let this plane pass. Boo! All the planes and helicopters decide to come when I want to do a video. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace. Amen. The door is open. You don't need to knock, open the door, seek to find, ask and ask to receive. That was to Israel. At the moment, because of Christ, by whom, you see, not a thing, not a religion, not a system, the Lord Jesus Christ is the subject here. He said, by whom the Lord Jesus Christ also on top of this fact that we are peace with God, that we are justified by faith, we have access, entrance. We can enter by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so happy. Faith makes you stand, not fall. You wonder, you know, in this cultic Pentecostal world of faith, places that they call churches, is ridiculous. Anyway, when people fall, and they say, slain by the Spirit, you kidding me? If you are saved, you stand. Oh, you might go on your knees in adoration and worship because the Lord is so good for what He's done. And this is between you and God. You don't need to do a show to show other people how holy you are, because you aren't. But you have access by faith into this grace. What grace? The grace that God has revealed in and through Christ, in the gospel of Christ, the gospel of grace that He gave the revelation to the Apostle Paul. You know, in this book of Romans, there is the foundation, the most important pillars of this glorious sound doctrine of Christ, the gospel of Christ. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Of course. Whoa! Not the hope, you know, like in the world, they say, oh, I hope I win lotto. You know, I play the ticket, I hope I win. You never win, you know, but you hope. In Italy, I don't know, here, America, Australia, whatever, they say, if you live by hope, you die because of that. You know, hope brings nothing. But this hope that the King James Bible, the Word of Truth, rightly divided, gives us is a certainty. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest is love, or charity, actually, charity. But this is hope of the glory of God. We're going to see the Lord, finally. We're going to be put in position even better than Adam and Eve before the fall. They had communion with God, but they were still in their body, mortal bodies. We're going to be in a glorified, eternal, heavenly body, just like our Lord Jesus Christ, forever and ever with Him. We rejoice now in hope. In the midst of trials and tribulation, difficulties, diseases, sickness, you know, heartbreaking stuff that's happening every day in our personal life, all around us. Let's not be silly. Let's not be like, you know, the Joel Osteen of the situation. Oh, you know, that is, you know, trumpeting that everything is hunky-dory because he's got a house of $10 million taken from the tidings scam that he runs together with all these kind of people. No. This life is tough. People are dying everywhere, physically, but also spiritually. People are suffering anger physically, but also spiritual anger. Because nobody's telling them the gospel of grace. Nobody's telling them, hey, mate, whatever your situation is, sinner as you are, God gives you grace. God gives you forgiveness of sins, salvation, acceptance, and access by faith into this grace where we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. In fact, in Romans 5:3 now, Paul says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. Tribulations. This is not the great tribulation. Hey, listen. There is a big, big section of so-called Christians, I call them churchians, I'm sorry, who say that we are now in the great tribulation. They have no idea what they're talking about. And automatically, when they say this, and open their mouth, they prove that they don't know the scripture. Because if you go and read what is going to happen in the great tribulation, whatever is happening now, it is like a walk in the park, okay? It's going to be so bad. No, here talk about the tribulations of life. Doesn't matter. You know, out there, we can't do anything. We can't change because Christ didn't say, oh, now you are saved and the world is a better place and I'm going to change everything because you're saved. No. The Lord said through Paul that we live in a present evil world. The Lord tells us that this guy Lucifer was fallen from heaven on earth. Is running amok, is the god of this world, is running a course, the course of this world, and is evil, evil, wicked, evil. And that's why there is so much suffering and pain. But we know, says Paul, knowing that tribulation works patience. You learn to become patient. By nature, you're not. I'm not. I'm the typical guy that says, oh Lord, give me patience, give me now. You know, that's a typical joke. But here says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation or the test or the difficulty going through works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope, it makes not ashamed. Like, it's not a false hope. You're not ashamed. Especially if you know how to rightly divide the word, the truth. A workman said, then is not to be ashamed. Approved unto God. Hope makes not ashamed. Why? Why? Let's see. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. My friend, brother, sister, or just friend, or even enemy, that maybe you listen to this tape by chance, I don't know. God is amazing. God is amazing. God gives us grace, peace, salvation, the free gift, even the Holy Ghost, which is God, the Holy Ghost, that comes and lives in us. But when? Have we got to go through some kind of formula, ritual? No. The moment you believe the gospel of grace, the word of truth, look what happens. The moment you trust, in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was risen for our justification. In whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That's amazing. That's astounding. That makes me, wow. I mean, here I am going to hell. Here I am, a condemned, lost, blind, deaf, dumb sinner going to hell for sure, 100%, no doubt about that, even though I'm a good person, so to say. I hear the gospel, the word of truth, the gospel of my salvation. Somebody preaches it, somebody published this gospel, say, hey man, Christ died for your sin, he was risen for your justification. And all I do, I believe, I don't even pray. I don't even confess with my mouth and believe in my heart. No. No works. I simply believe. And God knows I believe. And God seals me, seals you, if you do believe, with that Holy Spirit of promise. You know what the seal of God? Nobody can broken. Sorry, my English is terrible. Nobody can break the seal of God. Wow. Let's go back to Romans 5. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hey friend, these are all free gifts of the love of God, of the grace of God. Let's see. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. This Christ is amazing, man. I don't know how to say this. He is absolutely, wow, you need to worship him. You can't just worship because He died for us ungodly, for me, an ungodly person as I am, in my corrupt flesh, when I had no strength. He's not talking about physical strength. You can be strong as a bull, you know, but he's talking spiritually. You are depleted from any strength because Satan and sin has sucked out of you this spiritual strength, and you are there dead. But in due time, Christ died for you. You say, what does that to me? What it does to you? Pays for your sins. That's what it does. If you don't believe this, you're going to pay for your own sins. And you know how long for? For eternity, 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 ever and ever and ever and ever, in the lake of fire. Oh no, I don't want to hear this. Me neither, but that's what the Bible tells me and tells you. So we either believe the Bible or we don't. If we don't believe the Bible, fine. We're going to die anyway, and we're going to split hell wide open. If we believe this gospel, hey, we don't need to do anything. Simply believe. We don't need to go to church, pay tithes, get water baptized, confess like, you know, I confess. Nothing. No works. I don't believe you. My pastor says something different. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8-9. For by grace are ye saved. No, you're getting saved. You will be saved. Are ye saved? Can you read? Yes. Through faith. So grace and faith. By grace you're saved. Are ye saved? Ye means to everyone who listening. Plural. Through faith. And that not of yourselves. What? It is the gift of God. Not the works. Lest any man should boast. Well, you want to boast in the presence of God? Don't. Don't. Don't be silly. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. This is a hypothetical, because there are not righteous men. But Paul says, let's say there is a righteous man. Somebody say, okay, I'll die for that. Yeah, but adventure for a good man. He knows that. It's just an hyperbole. This is hypothetical. Just, you know, to give an illustration. But adventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. For a good, a worthy cause. But God, I love this, but God commends his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You get this? Another plane coming. But God commends his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You say, it doesn't help me to pay my bill. No. It doesn't help me to get healed physically. No. It doesn't help me to whatever, you know, the physical needs. No, it doesn't. Because in this dispensation of God's grace, the physical provisions are not included. We are not Israel. God has got no covenants with us. So we cannot leverage the covenant and those promises that Israel could, because God made a covenant. Covenants, actually, the first and the second, the old and the new, with the nation of Israel. Not with you, not with me. We walk by faith, not by sight. But God commends his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than, I love this much more than being now justified by what? By what? By his blood. Oh, I thought I was justified because, you know, the pastor told me, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Now come here, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now come here, do the sinner's prayer, confess your sins, get water baptism, then get a, and come to church every Sunday and pay your tithes. No, it says much more than being now being justified by his blood. You know, there are some cold preachers, big names, they don't believe in the power of the blood, or use the power of the blood like a talisman, a lucky rabbit foot. Plead the blood. That's ridiculous. This is the blood that has been paid for the atonement, for the expiation, for the fact that Christ shed his blood to pay, because in the prophetic program is written, without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. You say, but God wants the blood. Well, what we've been doing, we've been shedding blood from the first moment that we rebelled to God. And our blood is unclean. It's tainted by sin. Our spiritual condition is so terrible. That's why, you know, you think that I want to make fun of religion. I want to make fun of churches or preachers or Baptists, the Pentecost or whatever. No, I don't want to make fun of them. I want to make fun of the silly stuff that they preach and they make you believe is the gospel. That's a heresy. That's a heresy. You need the gospel of Christ to be saved, to go to heaven. Otherwise, you're already going to hell and nothing and no one will ever get you out of there. You know, the Roman Catholics say, you know, that you go to purgatory and then they pray here, your relatives, you know, they pay masses, and eventually after 10,000 years, 500, you know, you come out from this burger, you go to, that's baloney, Bologna, big lies upon lies upon lies. Nothing will get you out from there, no one, only the glorious gospel of Christ, only the glorious gospel of Christ, only his precious blood. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Wrath. Yeah, because, you know, if you are not saved, you're going to meet the wrath of God. Not the wrath of the devil. Many people give so much importance, you know, the wrath of the devil. He's a monkey. You know, he's fallen. He's going to go into a lake of fire. He, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and all his followers, forever and ever and ever and ever. No, man, listen to me. Don't meet God in wrath. Meet him in grace and meet him now. Now, believe the gospel of Christ. So you can have peace with God and be accepted and enjoy the 120 spiritual blessing even more that he has given us in Christ. And they're all us, because we are heirs and joint heirs of God with Christ. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. You see that? We were enemies, but we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Not by your prayers. See, I pray the sinner's prayer. God doesn't listen to sinners' prayers. He doesn't know you until you are in Christ. You understand this? The moment you believe the gospel, you believe, and you know that you believe, and God knows that you believe, he knows you very well, because you are accepted in the beloved. The Holy Spirit of God will baptize you, yes, not in water, not with these fake tongues, the Pentecost. He will baptize you into the death of Christ, into the body of Christ. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled by God to God, by the death of his Son, much more, I love this, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Oh my Lord, that's so good, that's so wonderful. And not only so, wow, this is a crescendo. But we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. You don't need to wait when you die. You don't need, you're not in probation like Israel. You don't need to live it. You don't need a lifestyle that God will look at your lifestyle and say, oh, okay, now I'll get him. No. You and me, just get this in your noodle. We are failures. Losers. We can't keep our own word. How many times we make promises, we don't keep them. Imagine the demands of the law. We are not under the law. We are under grace if we are in Christ. You understand this? I hope you do. Because now we have received. We have received the atonement. You say, atonement? What does it mean? Well, look, I don't want to make it very complicated. I just say, atonement means the expiation. Christ has paid the price. That's it. And you received it. The bill of acceptance. It doesn't exist, bill of acceptance. I just made it up because I can't find it in English. That's it. God said, declares you righteous. Justified. Accepted in Christ. Accepted in the beloved. I got to stop here because this chapter is so intense. And I don't want to, you know, be too much. I just finish. Therefore, being justified by faith, we are at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I finish with this. This is the gospel. I read it to you, okay? I just don't even comment. I just read it. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. This is the glorious gospel of grace. This is the glorious gospel of the cross. This is the glorious gospel of Christ. You believe this, God saves you, seals you with the Holy Spirit of promise until the day of redemption. I'll see you in heaven.